my pastor's name. Where our elders, our pastor's name is Elder Jonathan Edward Ford. Hey, I just want to welcome you this morning. If you were on the wake up list this morning, if God saw fit to open your eyes and allow you to put foot to floor, you ought to give him some praise this morning. You ought to give him some glory this morning. You ought to take just a minute to say, thank you, Lord, that I made it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your holy and righteous name this morning in the tabernacle. Hey, a few housekeeping notes before I get started. Wanted to remind everyone we're going to leave by our side door down the ramp, and your offering baskets are just by those doors each Sunday morning. If you need any assistance at all while you're here, our deacons will be more than happy to help you this morning. And we want to get right into it. We want to give God some glory this morning. So if you will go with me to the throne of grace, let's bow our heads for a quick moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, this morning we give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor, Lord. All simply because it is due, because of who you are, Lord. We thank you this morning, Lord, that you saw fit to wake us up this morning, that you saw fit, Lord, to allow us to give you glory and praise, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that those who are in the sanctuary today, you gave us traveling mercy, Lord. And those who are at home, Lord, we ask you to keep them safe and sound this morning, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to let the train of your robe fill this temple this morning, Lord. Get yourself all the glory you deserve, Lord. Help our praises to rise. Help our praises to ease someone's suffering this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you this morning. We give you all glory, all honor, all praise because it is due. We thank you, Lord, that eons ago you saw fit, Lord, to send your son Jesus to make a way for me to the cross, Lord. And we just thank you this morning. We thank you that you didn't pluck us out, Lord, that you saw fit to make a way for us, Lord, that you provided salvation. You provided a path to eternal life, Lord, and we give you glory this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to get glory in everything we do today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hey, this morning, our scripture reading is going to be found in Proverbs 31, verses 26 through 30. Amen. Once again, that's Proverbs 31, 26 through 30. I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version, starting at verse 26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also. And he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Amen. Amen. Hey, we're going to call our sister Leah Davis up. She's going to give us our Women in History moment this morning. And we just thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us as our sister Leah comes forward.
Good morning, Taylor. Good morning. Our woman in history for today is Dr. Rebecca Lee Crumpler. In 1864, Rebecca Lee Crumpler, medical doctor, defied odds by becoming the first black woman doctor of medicine. To put this in perspective, this is only 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was issued by then President Abraham Lincoln. There were still enslaved people in America, many of whom were subjects of gruesome medical experiments and tests to which they could not consent because they were seen as property. Shortly after the Civil War's end, Crumpler, a freeborn woman, went to Richmond, Virginia to provide medical care for formerly enslaved people. She often faced discrimination from her colleagues and pharmacies, but kept her focus on helping women and children. She later moved back to Boston and treated patients with little focus on their ability to pay. In 2019, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam made March 30th Dr. Rebecca Lee Crumper Day.
That little known black history fact. Sorry, guys, I lost my place. How many this morning know we have a blessed assurance? We have a blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation. Purchased by God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, washed in his love. Come on, join me. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Come on, one more time, and I can't hear you guys. This is my story, this is my song, I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, I'm praising my Savior all the day long. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the shepherd of this house, none other than Elder Jonathan Ford. Amen. Please stand and receive our pastor.
Good morning, and God bless you all. Welcome to all of you who are here today, joining us here at Taylor Tabernacle, those that are here for the in-person worship. God bless you. Good to see your faces. To those that are joining us online, good morning, and God bless you. Amen. We're so grateful to all of our women who are flooding the sanctuary today, participating on the program. Thank God for Sister Barbara. Thank God for Sister Leah and others who will come. Thank you for helping us honor Women's History Month. Amen. God bless you. Hey, we're not going to waste any time. We're going to turn our attention to the Word of God. If you have your Bibles this morning, we're in the Gospel of St. Mark. Verses 21 through 28 out of the first chapter will be our primary text. And then we'll add to the witness to help us drive this sermon home. So if you will, the New Testament, the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. We're also going to tack on to that verses 29 through 31. And then we'll add to the witness out of the Gospel of St. Luke, Luke 10, 17 through 20. Amen. So we're just going to move you around just a little bit. And we believe the Holy Spirit will do the rest for us. Amen. So if you have it in your Bibles, if you got an electronic version of the Bibles on your iPhones, iPad, Androids, that's where we are. We're going to be working out of the New Testament and continuing to work our way through the Gospel of St. Mark. Amen. So if you're there, you'll see these words, Mark 1, 21. It says, then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Now, there was a man in the synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he often cried out. This time he said, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. And then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even unclean spirits, and they obey him. If you just follow along, I'm giving you the sermon. You just read it slow enough, you'll get it. You really don't need a preacher. Are you with me on this? Verse 1, immediately his fame spread throughout all the region around Galilee. Let's tack on, keep going, just a couple more. Now as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever. They told him about her at once. And so he came and took her by the hand, he lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she served them. Amen? So let's add to the witness, Luke 10. Luke 10, 17. Yeah, down to verse 20, just flip over there. Mark, flick over to Luke 10, 17. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. He said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Verse 19, this is the point I want you to get. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Sunday morning, I want to talk from the subject, all authority. Not some authority, not most of the authority, or the majority of the authority, or degrees of authority. Here it is. This is the preaching point. All authority. You follow me? Father in heaven, we thank you for all authority, both in heaven and in earth. God, we glorify you. We praise your name because it's with that authority that you spoke this world into existence. It is with that authority that you called the heavens, the galaxies, to be formed and shaped and come into plain view. It is with that authority that you gave and created human life. With that authority that you shaped us and fashioned us in your own image and likeness. And with that authority, you breathed into humankind the breath of life. And so we thank you today by and with that authority that we can claim victory through and by Jesus Christ, our Lord. Oh my God, I thank you for authority today. Thank you for the authority that you have in heaven. Thank you for the authority that the Son had while he was in the earth. Thank you for the authority that now rests in the bosom of the believer. And so we praise you. We glorify you. We bless your holy name. Holy Spirit, open our eyes, our ears, our mind, our spirit to receive the precious word of God. This we ask in Jesus' name, for his sake and glory alone. All of God's people say amen. Amen. Amen again. You may be seated all over the church. Unlike the other Gospels, Matthew, Luke, and John, the Gospel of Mark is a fast-paced, high-level overview of the ministry of Jesus Christ. He does not provide the same level of detail as the other Gospel authors. That's why his letter is shorter. The recounting of certain events that are in all the gospel, he tells less about them than the others. Mark's trying to hit it and keep going. I got a lot to cover, so I'm just going to give you the highlights of it. You follow what I'm saying? That's his gospel. And when you read it, you see it. It's moving. We're already in the next, he's comparing, yeah, he's moving his story along. In keeping with that same style and pace, I am going to preach today a high level sermon. Now, for those of you, my dad said, thank God. For those of you who used to be preaching, I don't usually preach high level messages. Unlike Mark, I like to get down into the detail. You follow what I'm saying? But this Sunday, in keeping with Mark's style, I am going to preach in the same style or manner. High level. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, you got it? And as a result, I need you to listen carefully and pay attention. Before you know it, the sermon will be over. Okay? So you can't wake up 15, 20 minutes into it and be like, all right, let me get with that. It may not go that long this Sunday, all right? So I'm giving you warning right up front, right? If you got it, say I got it. All right. The word authority. Okay. The power or the right to give orders. The power or the right to make decisions and to enforce obedience. Authority, the power or right to give orders. You with me on that? To make decisions unilaterally. I don't have to ask you. I got authority. I can just make the decision. And I have the ability to enforce obedience. By the way, let me remind you, today's subject is all authority. All right? If you're with me in the Spirit, you got the message already. I'm telling you, you don't need a preacher this Sunday. The Holy Spirit is doing it. Here it is. Jesus has all authority. Are you with me? Subject's all authority. Bringing it into focus, working out of our text. Jesus has now, and forever will possess all authority. And I got a witness to prove it. Here it is. Look, 21 to 22. Then they go into Capernaum. On the Sabbath, goes into the synagogue. Jews, synagogues, Christians, like we do today, church. Here it is. And they were astonished by the way he taught. Why? For he taught them as one having authority and not like the scribes. Are you with me? So just based on that, we can deduce or determine that Jesus has audible authority. That means speaking authority. When you hear his voice, are you following me? He has the right and the power to give orders, make decisions, and enforce obedience just by the sound of his voice. That's your creation story if you don't know that. He did it with his voice. When you go back and read Genesis next time, you'll get it. Here it is. Here it is. 23. Let's keep going. Now, there was a guy at church that Sunday. Scriptures, Mark says, I'm giving a whole lot of details. He just says he had an unclean spirit. What kind of spirit? I don't know. It didn't say it. Again, Mark's high level. Mark don't get into it. It was unclean. Right? And as a result of now being in the presence of Jesus, read what the text says. Spirit cries out, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Now, the text doesn't say it. But what we can infer, in the preaching circles, this is called implied information. For this guy, this was not his first Sabbath at the synagogue. We can infer, it doesn't say it, but we can infer that. But this Sabbath, he had a problem. Not because the scribes were teaching. But a man named Jesus from Nazareth showed up this Sabbath. And as a result of now being in the presence, watch this, he rightly described them as the Holy One of God. So now you got a guy who's holy and a guy who's filled with an unclean spirit. And look what's happening in the text. The guy with the unclean spirit is troubled by the presence of Jesus Christ. Are you with me in this? Here it is. So here it goes. What are you doing here? I know who you are. Jesus said, be quiet. Come out of him. That's all he says. Come out of him. When the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he in fact came out of him. Are you with me? But here it is. Authority. What's authority? The power or the right to give orders. Are you following me? Make decisions and the power to enforce obedience. Jesus has all authority. Here it is. So with this demonstration, we now see that Jesus has spiritual authority. Not only does he possess audible authority, he now demonstrates that he has spiritual authority. Why? This guy was vexed by an unclean spirit. Jesus took what? Authority. Are you with me? Here it is, 29. Let's jump down. I just want to add this because it gives context to what I'm preaching. But we are going to work this text next Sunday. But again, this Sunday, I'm doing what? I'm high level. So I'm not digging in. I'm just going to add it. Here it is. They leave the synagogue with the people aghast. Who in the world is this? We've been coming to the synagogue every Sabbath, and we have never seen anything like this. He's got audible authority. He's got spiritual authority. And the people had no idea what was going on. Here it is. So they enter the house of Simon and Andrew. James and John tagging along. It says, but what should have been a joyous occasion? Raise your hand here or at home. How many of you know after church on Sunday, you always go where? Go out to eat. Look, whether you're black, Jewish, Italian, Sunday dinner, after church, you go out and eat. And it's usually an enjoyable occasion. What should have been an enjoyable occasion? Great service, great worship, great preaching, great miracles. Now it's time for a great dinner. But Peter's mother-in-law, who, again, we can infer, Mark doesn't give us the detail, might have been in charge of preparing Sunday's dinner, can't cook. Because the text says she's down with a fever. She probably left all the crowds surrounding Jesus and wanting all that. She probably got home. Let me get something on so when the boys come home, we can have Sunday dinner. Boys come home. Don't smell anything in the house. Nor are there any bags from DoorDash or Uber Eats on the kitchen table. Look at somebody say, the pastor preaching now. The pastor preaching. Y'all better buy this take. Y'all better like this on the internet. I'm preaching now. No Uber Eats, no DoorDash, nor anything smelling out of pots or pans in the kitchen. So they go check on Peter's mother-in-law and become aware that the reason why nothing happened, she's fallen sick. She's sick. She has a fever, and she has the kind of fever that is physically debilitated. Can't get up. Most women have inner strength, and even when they're not at their best, they can always manage to do a little something. They don't do it like if they were at full capacity, but they have that inner strength, inner ability that a woman has to kind of keep going. Not Peter's mother-in-law. This thing had her down and out. When they saw it, remembering what they had just seen at the synagogue, Pete said, I got an idea. How about we ask Jesus to come into the room where my mother-in-law is laying down? Because if anyone has the authority or the power to fix what's going on, this guy can do it. Jesus, would you? Mom is sick. I thought we would have dinner. I thought things would be laid out. We would bless you. It's all messed up. Mom is sick. Could you just come and you look at her? Text said he does. There it is. Goes up. Takes her by the hand. connection, he immediately lifts her up, a sign of his strength. Not only lift himself up, he lifts her up. Here it is. Are you with me? And immediately the fever left her. Are you with me? This is a demonstration of Jesus's physical authority. Let me just remind you what I said at the beginning. Jesus has all authority. And we got a witness. He's got audible authority. He has spiritual authority. And now with the healing of Peter's mother-in-law, he demonstrates that he has physical authority. Look at somebody and say, he's got all authority. Here it is. Not only do we have this text, but we can bring in another witness from another gospel. See if you know this verse. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus said to his disciples, all authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. Find somebody somewhere, here, there, wherever. Just tell him he has all authority. All right. I need a better church than this. I'm yelling and screaming and y'all chilling. Well, let's work it again. I'm going to wake you up. Tell somebody he has all authority. Now, here's your praise point. Everybody come on Sunday. They want a little shout. Just a little dance. Here's your praise point. Get it if you can. Luke 10:19. We read it. Let's go back to it. Jesus said, here's your praise point. Don't miss it. I give you authority. This is where I wish I had my real church. My real church would take this message out of my hand. Pastor, go somewhere and sit down. I got it now. Wait. The first part of the message, high level, it was that Jesus had all authority. But now the witness tells us that Jesus now gives that same authority to you. All that believe in his name, all that by faith accept his sacrifice. Here it is. He says, I give you authority. Trample on serpents, scorpions. I give you power over all power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Look, it won't hurt you because, one, you have authority over it. Here it is. Get it. So it won't hurt you if you don't let it. Come on, John Brown, help me preach this. You can have authority over a thing or a person and fail to use it, thereby transferring your authority to the other person. I wish I had a real church, Barb. I'm trying to work. I'm just going high level, Barb. I'm not even digging with. But Jesus, realizing that we may not know how to effectively use our authority at all times, even when we fail to use the authority that he's given us, he still has all. Why you guys won't take this sermon out of my hand, I don't know. So even when we fail to use the authority that's been given unto us, I'm glad that we have a Savior who still has
all authority. So even when I fail, Jesus can step in and use his authority over my life. Somebody shout yes.
Here it is. Let me give you this. We'll wrap it up. It's over. Here it is. An explanation of 10:19. The mightiest of demons. Catch this. Even Satan himself does not have as much power and authority as the weakest of believers who are filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to get you to get the weight of that scripture. I don't want to gloss over it. You just, I'm giving it. Even since the mightiest of demons, including Satan himself, does not have as much power and authority as even the weakest of believers who are filled with the Holy Ghost. Are you with me on that? If you got it, say I got it. All right, so Jesus, all authority. Now he makes the transfer. So now you and I have all authority. And if you believe that, I just want you to find somebody and just tell them, I have authority. All right, let's work it again. Here we go. Let's get everybody going. How about we find three people, social distancing, and just yell across the room to three people and just tell them, I have authority. Yeah, get them told. Don't take your mask off. Don't get too happy. Keep the mask on, but just let them know I have authority. I have authority over serpents and scorpions. Watch this. Things that can hurt you. I have authority over all power of the enemy. I have authority over people who could hurt me. I wish I had a real church. And nothing shall by any means ever hurt or harm me. Watch this. Because he has all authority. So even when I don't see the attack coming, because Christ has all authority, he covers me, protects me, watches over me, so that no weapon formed against me shall. Here it is. Here it is. I'm finished. Here it is. Now I'm going to close out this high level sermon. The way Jude closes out his letter in the New Testament. So here it is. The final point and we're out. Jude closes this way. And I'm going to close in like manner. He says this. He says, now unto him who is able. Watch this. He's able because he has what? I wish I had a real church. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, going down, being something less than what God would want you to be. Now unto him who is able, here it is, and to present you faultless. Watch this. That means not only can he pick you up, he has the authority to turn you all the way around and wash you with his own blood so that he's able to present you faultless. Here it is, before the presence of his glory with exceeding
joy. Let me tell you why it's exceeding joy. Because if he didn't lift me up, if he didn't clean me up, I would stand in front of God, filthy and covered with sin. But one Sunday morning, the Lord came to my house, took me by my hand, lifted me up, and healed not only my body, but also my soul. He cleansed me from all unrighteousness, and he gave me a royal garment, and he clothed me in white. That's why I have exceeding and great joy. Somebody shout yes. Here it is. I'm done. Here it is now. To the only wise God and our Savior. Here it is. Be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Depending on your translation, it may say authority. Both now and forever. Let the church say, amen. Now to the only wise God. I'm out of time, but I just tease you with this. One of the reasons we can ascribe wisdom to God. The Bible says that he hid both creation and our salvation in wisdom. He hid it. He hid it there. Get this. I'm high level. I'm not going to fool with it. So that nobody could ever steal it. So he hid it. Isn't that what you do with stuff? You don't want people to get, you put it where? You hide it. Put it in a safe. Put it somewhere where people can. He hid it in wisdom. That's why Jude says, to the only wise God who hid my salvation, he hid my healing, he hid my deliverance, he healed my protection, he hid it in wisdom. That's why the Bible writer can say that nothing will by any means hurt you. Because everything that God has for you, not only is it for you, but he's going to ensure that it gets to you. All right, maybe I lied just a little. I was supposed to keep it high level. I dropped down a little bit, but I wanted you to know that. That's where the exceeding joy comes from. Is that I got something that I didn't deserve, and God took extra measures to ensure that I never lose it. And the only requirement given to me is to simply use the authority. Netflix said this week they're putting in new protocols because people have been sharing passwords. And all that means is that they're allowing other unauthorized users to gain access to their account. Here it is. I'm finished. Whoever's next, y'all come on up. Don't you be like some of the Netflix customers and give away your blood purchased authority to somebody else. He died to give you that authority. Why give it away? Why live and never use it? He's given you the keys. He's given you the password to heaven itself. All you got to do is use it. How do I use it, Pastor? Here it is. He said, this is how you use it. He said, when you pray, always pray in my name. My name is the password. Watch this. To both heaven and earth. So whenever you pray according to the will of God and you need to sign into heaven or something in the earth, just use the password that I died to give you. That whenever you pray, just pray in my name. It says, whatever you ask shall be given unto you. Jesus, when he prayed, he always prayed in the name of his Father. Never once you hear Jesus say, well, according to him, no. Father, if it be your will. Father, for your glory, let them see. Father, for your glory, let. He gave us the pattern to follow. I prayed in the Father's name. When you pray, pray in my name. Why? Because no other name, I'm keeping it high level, you either know it or you don't. There's only one name that gets you access to all authority. Everybody, everywhere, stand to your feet. He has all authority. You have all authority. And it's high time. That's old folk talk. That's high. It's high time. I mean, it's time now to start using the authority. Listen to what I'm going to say. That he died to give to us. Don't ever think that it never cost him anything. It cost him everything to put that authority in your hand. So that as believers, every morning when we wake up, when we pray, Lord, just show me what things, what areas that I need to take authority over, and I'll do it in your name. I don't know if you realize it. This may have been the most important sermon I've ever preached. You may not realize, because again, I just hit it high level. But if you get what the Spirit is saying to the church, if you just get it, everything that Jesus did then, you can do now. And the scripture says, and even mightier works. I don't know if I preached a more significant sermon than what I've just preached today. To understand that he has all authority, proven by the word of God, backed up by the word of God, that now that authority has been given to me. And the only thing I have to do is use it. I want to pray, then I got to get out of here. I'm way over time. For a high level, I still went long. I thought you go high level, it'd be shorter. I'm glad. I want to pray. I'm going to tell you what I'm not going to pray for. I'm not going to pray for whatever is on your prayer list. I refuse to pray for it. Now, I know you may leave the church. Who wants to go to a church where the pastor won't even pray for? I'm not going to do it. So if you want to say, if you get ready to get online, pastor, I want you to pray for this. Hey, my mother-in-law is sick. Pastor, hey, I'm looking for a job. Hey, pastor, I'm not going to pray. Don't waste the clicks. I'm not going to pray for it. But what I will pray for is for the eyes of your understanding to be enlightened to what the Word of God has said to you today. That's all I'm going to pray for. So that you would understand the gravity, the gravitas, the weight of what the Spirit of the Lord has said to you today. Because if that happens, you will be able to look at your own prayer list and take authority over each and every item there. And the only thing you got to do to ensure victory is ask it in His name. That's all I'm going to pray for. I know some of you are sick. Some of you at home couldn't get up, couldn't come to the church. Some of you going through things. Some of you got family members in crisis. I'm not going to pray for it. But I will give you the key that will allow you to pray for it. Whatever you need, ask Him for it. And just, Lord, show me how to use the authority you have given to me. To the only wise God who has all authority, thank you for sharing that authority with us. Now, open our eyes to see the height, the depth, the width of your word to us, and to lay hold on the promises and authority of Jesus Christ. Help us to walk in authority. Help us to speak with authority. Show us how to take authority in the spiritual realm. Show us how to take authority in the physical realm. And to you, O God, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, and authority, both now and forever. Let the church say, amen. God bless you, Taylor.
Amen, amen, amen. If you would like to receive Christ today, please repeat after me. Dear Lord, I know I am a sinner. I know that I deserve the consequences of my sin. However, I am trusting in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe that He shed His blood. I believe that He shed His blood, death, and resurrection provided for my forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving and forgiving me from my sins today. Amen. If you accepted this call to salvation, please visit our website, www.taylortabernacle.com, and go to Contact Us page and check the box, I am interested in becoming a Christian. And leave us a short message. We will contact you as soon as possible, a staff member from the church. We want to help you on your next step on your Christian journey. Amen. Amen. I'm going to call up our sister Anita Butler. She's going to do our offering and our announcements. It's giving time, church. Ooh, that was terrible. Ooh, that was terrible. It's offering time, church. Hallelujah. Give unto the Lord that which is his own. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Sister Anita, for reading the entire script. The Lord bless you and keep you. We're going to have to start putting stuff in parentheses. Do this. Don't say it. Just Lord. Hey, I want to close before I give the benediction. I just want to add to the announcements. First and foremost, I didn't do it on last Sunday, and I failed to do it, so I want to do it this Sunday, and that is to give a special thank you to our Girl Scouts. That is both Kennedy McCoy and Zoe Price. We are very proud of both of them, and they are two outstanding scouts, and so we thank the Lord for them. If you haven't, shameless plug, bought your cookies, call their mothers and get your cookies before they run out. Okay, there it is. Shameless plug done. Here's the announcement that I want to share. And that is on this Thursday, whatever that date is, and I just close my thing, at 7:30 via Zoom, we're going to have a special Bible study. And it will be a Bible study that will focus on Passover and Easter. This Thursday, 7:30 on Zoom, the primary speakers will be Rabbi Earl Bowen from Temple Bethel in Mount Airy. It's going to be Rabbi David Strauss from Mainline Reform Temple. Many of you know the church has been a great partner to ours, and Rabbi Strauss has been on the front line with us on a number of issues. And rounding out the trio will be myself. Okay. Now the two rabbis will be speaking from the historical perspective on Passover. I'll be on the panel to speak about the significance of Easter coming from communion, which is born out of the Passover, right? Up and including the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So I'm sharing this. What we're going to do on Wednesday, we'll send out an email with the Zoom login information on Wednesday. That way you can have it from Thursday. And then from 7:30 to 8:30 via Zoom, we were planning to all be together. But obviously in light of the pandemic, we're still unable to do that. So we're going to do it via Zoom. So again, I'm going to be speaking communion, resurrection. The rabbis are going to be speaking about the significance of Passover to the Jewish faith. And one of the things I really want you to chime in, these guys are scholars. I'm not a scholar. I'm a preacher. I'm not a scholar, though. These guys are biblically trained in the scriptures and specifically the Torah. And it's going to be a blessing. You don't want to miss this. So get in on this. Also, about our Rabbi Earl Bowen, he's unique in that, at least for me, he is the only black Jewish person I know who is a serving rabbi. He's Jewish, but he's also African American. And he is the rabbi leading his synagogue, Temple Bethel. So he brings a unique perspective to Judaism, coming from an African American background. So again, I just want to mention that it wasn't any announcements. We're finally getting all the information together. It'll be this Thursday, 7:30. The Zoom information will go out on Wednesday. So if you can, please be a part of that. And then lastly, as I touched on earlier, it is Women's History Month. And we're asking each Sunday, you know, guys, we're going to be upstairs. And that way we're giving maximum seating capacity to all of our women. So if you're out there and you want to come, this is the month to do it. Guys, we'll be upstairs. Women, you'll have the 15 to 20 spaces available in the sanctuary. You want to be out not only on next Sunday because we're supporting like leukemia and lymphoma, but also on Palm Sunday, our guest preacher from East Oak Lane will be our own Deaconess Lillian Davis Jones. Okay? She's worth the price of admission alone. So ladies, pack the house. This is your sister. Now brother, she's our sister too, but lady, this is your sister. She's going to be the preacher on Palm Sunday. So we want to pack the house. We want to have 20 downstairs. We want to have 20 upstairs, and we want 20 outside on the sidewalk because we got the windows open already. So y'all can chime in that way. Amen. And that way we'll close out the month in fantastic fashion. Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you for your time, your attention this morning. Shall we all stand? Lord, we thank you for allowing us to assemble in your house again. We thank you for allowing us to hear your word again. We thank you for your spirit stirring us again. Let it not be in vain, but cause us to go forward from this place, realizing the authority we have and using it for the glory and upbuilding of your kingdom. This is our prayer. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. God bless you, Taylor Nation. We'll see you next Sunday.